Along the way, in many Catholic churches around the world, the faithful will gather to say a prayer called the Stabat Mater while they visit and hear brief descriptions of the 14 stations of the cross. Well, my friend, the author and professor, James Matthew Wilson, has written a series of poems on the stations of the cross. And he told us about these poems about a month ago. And I said, you know what, we ought to have you on the show and you ought to read them. And it just so happened that the timing worked out and that James is actually available so that we can actually bring this to you. And I've got Professor Wilson on the line right now here on the Dude Maker Hotline. James, a blessed Maundy Thursday to you, my brother. How are you?
Same to you, Mike. I'm very well. How are you?
I am fantastic. And I don't know, is it proper to say you're excited for Lent to end?
You know, this is a this Easter weekend is a convergence of too many important dates. So, because Easter is my anniversary, so I'm looking forward to.
Wait a minute! You got married on April Fool's Day?
We sure did. Just in case I changed my mind at the last moment.
I don't know anyone that was married on April. That's funny.
I just wanted to make sure my wife knew what she was getting into.
Oh, okay. So if she wanted an out, she could go like, you were just joking, right?
That's right.
None of that mattered. Now, before we proceed, you can, folks, we're going to play this on the YouTube. We have the slides that James has sent me. Now, you can actually read this, and it's Clarion Ledger. Is that the site?
The Clarion Review.
Clarion Review. Yeah, you can actually see this. It was published in 2016 at the Clarion Review. And then the artwork is done by, help me out here, James.
Well, some of it's done by, that you have, is by Daniel Mitsui.
Daniel Mitsui.
Chicago artist.
Yeah, and it's original. So it looks just it's not the same iconography that you're used to. Now, I spent just a little bit of time last night trying to find a choral version without the words of Stabat Mater, and so I was able to find it. So I have just a little bit of background music for you. Mrs. O'Connell in the other room has the stages of the cross and the illustrations, and we're excited to turn it over to you, James, and start with station one. Jesus is condemned, and to hear these beautiful Stations of the Cross by Professor James Matthew Wilson, who has been kind enough to share his time. And by the way, folks, we couldn't have done this tomorrow because the Cubs play, okay? So, and James said, well, you know, it couldn't happen tomorrow, Mike. The Cubs are playing, so that's I thought that was funny. So we'll start with Jesus is condemned and the poetry, and take it away, James.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Mike. So it's Stations of the Cross, the first station, Jesus is condemned. It can be a little hard to grasp a poem the first time you hear it. All these stations are intended to be the result of what might happen from meditating on the stations, from praying the stations in church on a Friday evening. And this first one, I think, above all, at least as I hear this poem, it figures me standing in church and hearing some sirens come in through the stained glass windows.